Welcome to Towards the Titles Down Under Dynasty Edition. With you as always, your host at Life from the Ben, and with me, my co-host at FF Doormat. How are you today, Matt?
Mate, I'm doing wonderfully well in lockdown. Thank goodness. Alcohol is essential. I don't know where I'd be without it. It's been a bit of a tough week. But yeah, NFL's coming, so it's getting better by the minute. How about yourself, mate?
Essential, my friend. Glad it's essential. Need it right now, unfortunately. But yeah, lockdown, we're getting through it. Lockdown 6.2 for Victoria. NFL is coming. Super excited. And I'm just frothing for the season to start, man. Just frothing.
Less than two weeks.
And tonight we thought, well, today, tonight, wherever you are in the world, me and Mr. at FF Doormat thought we'd take you through our Dynasty hot takes for the 2021 season. So who's ready for it? You ready for it, Matt?
Oh, why don't you start us off, mate? You've done a lot of prep for this episode. I've sort of crammed as per usual. You're a professional, so I'll just hang on to your tails, mate. And you kick off.
Hardly. So my first hot take is that CeeDee Lamb will finish, going into Dynasty Drafts next year, will be the wide receiver one off the back of a redraft wide receiver one overall finish. Because I think CeeDee Lamb is all kinds of talented. We're seeing it right now. Maybe the hard knocks is sucking me in and making me think that, you know, there's more to the story. He was on pace last year for a massive year with Dak Prescott before Prescott got hurt. But Prescott was on pace for 6,000 yards. And that's not going to happen in real life come this season.
Or is it?
With 17 games, maybe it is. I don't want to say. But
there's a hot take right there.
I just think he's going to have a huge year. He's got all the talent in the world. When I watch him play, I see a more dynamic version of DeAndre Hopkins. And that makes me think that this is a man who can finish as the wide receiver one overall in redraft. Was on pace for around 1,300 yards before Dak got hurt. See him being right around there this season, minimum. So super excited. And bring on CD as the wide receiver one. What do you reckon?
Look, I'm with you on Dynasty. That's a hot take. Wide receiver one, look, he will be a wide receiver one in redraft. But I just think with Gallup, with Amari, you know, you got Jarwin there, you got Schultz as well. You got Zeke, just that volume. It's going to be hard for him to achieve that wide receiver one in redraft. So, look, I think that's a pretty juicy hot take. Hopefully, it's a TAKE, not a TAEK take. But yeah, I like it. Definitely wide receiver one for Dynasty. He's one or two there for me already. I think AJ Brown or him, you know, flip a coin. But redraft, yeah, that's nice. I like
it. It's all right to be scared, Matt. I'll hold you. It's fine. It's all right. I'll give you a cuddle, brother. So I've given you my first hot take. Can I have your first hot take of the 2021 season?
Yeah, so my hot take one, she'll stick on wide receivers. You started with wide receiver. So I'll go on wide receiver. It's a bit of a warm take, really. Not a hot take, but I think Devonta Smith, I think he's going to have a big year. I think Philly's in for a big year. I think Hurst is in for a big year. So I've got him as the overall wide receiver one. For rookies.
look, yeah. Considering he might die if there's a stiff wind, I'm not sure if that is not a hot take. It could be a very hot take.
I think I got an offer for Zach Moss and off Devi Forth for Devonta Smith and friend of the show, Willie Beeman, was telling me he you know, it was either side for him. So the hate is real for Smith, and I don't understand it. I think he's in a good situation. I think the size improving, and if they can stay uninjured, bit of luck with that line, and Hurts balls out, which I think he will. Not much else there really. So I think he's going to have a big year.
Look, first of all, it's not Willie Beeman; it's Billy Beeman, and Billy Beeman is dreaming if he thinks that Devonta Smith is only worth Zach Moss and a fourth. Billy, what's Devi wrong with your mother? Devi Forth is like a redraft 75th. Come on, Billy. What are you doing, brother? Get shit together.
I bet if you're trading for him off Billy, you're not getting him for Zach Moss.
No. You know, not if you try to trade for him off Billy. You got to, like, come on. You smash accept on that all day long just because the value of Devonta Smith is so much higher than Zach Moss. Even if you hate Devonta Smith, you turn him into a better player than Zach Moss.
I think he did come around in the end. He said, just on draft capital, he'd take the one just to flip him. But, you know, as far as, you know, rankings, I had Smith. But, yeah, look, you know, there's just a lot of hate out there. So I think Elijah Moore, Jalen Waddle, Chase, even though he's sort of fading, I picked him up at a 110 today. Somehow I've got a dynasty rookie draft that started today.
How am I not in that league? That hurts my feelings.
Aussie guys four. You got to stop winning leagues. That's the problem, mate. You know, I get invited to all these leagues because I'm no good. take it as a compliment. Everyone keeps inviting me to startups, and I thought it was because I was a good bloke, but then I realised because I'm crap at dynasty.
you're a king amongst men. All right, I love that. King amongst men, and I won't take anything less. And I think this is a hot take just because Devonta Smith looks like he belongs on the catwalk for Victoria's Secret with those spindly legs.
Just what he does in the field, but he does look a bit thin. I think there's a couple of photos going around of his toothpicks. He looks like, you know, when the kids get the toothpaste and they squeeze the bottom of the toothpaste and there's all at the top and all that.
Mate,
different when he's on the field.
He needs the doormat life of the Ben diet, mate. That'll fix him right up.
That'll fix him right up.
Look, I'm going to go to my second dynasty hot take. And, I mean, I had to up this from top five to top three just because Twitter's in love with this bloke. But I've been on him since the start, so I'm putting it out there. Antonio Gibson will finish the season as a top three running back and will go into the 2022 offseason being drafted as one of the top running backs in Dynasty Fantasy Football. What do you reckon, Matt?
I like it. I like it. Yeah. Again, there's a lot of hate. I think we're pretty similar on a lot of players. So you probably won't get too much disagreement from us, which might not make for the best radio, but who cares? Or the best pod. But,
we're not about providing, you know, we're about providing facts here on Toilets and Titles Down Under.
We're keeping it real. Facts. We're keeping it real.
Keeping it real.
You know, I like it. I think, again, for some reason, there's a lot of hate. You get, you know, analytics guys or statistic-based guys that will throw out, oh, you know, if you take his game out against us here and that, you know, take this run out here and take that run out there, and you know, and if you do that to Tom Brady, he's probably won two Super Bowls. I just think some people just pick and choose when it suits them. So, yeah, I really like that take. I think he's a young up-and-comer. I think it wouldn't surprise me at all if he...
I mean, look, he had almost 800 yards rushing off 170 carries. First year full-time playing running back. Didn't have the third down role, even though he played wide receiver in college. To quote Michael Jordan, right, the ceiling? The floor is the ceiling. Gibson, his upside is tremendous. And people will point to the game against Dallas and say, well, that's where a whole bunch of his fantasy points came from. And I'm going to say that game against Dallas is just a little snippet of what's to come for Antonio Gibson. So
he's still playing them this year, right? Last time I checked, they're still playing each other twice, right? So
he's playing the Cowboys twice.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, I know McKissick had a big role on third downs last year, but with a more typical off-season, being able to learn the pass protections and the nuances of the running back position, I expect Gibson to take a whole bunch of those opportunities. He's just going to rocket him to the moon.
I like that. What's your take on a lot of people will point to Alex Smith not being there and Fitzpatrick stepping in? Do you think that hinders or hurts him? Because I don't really think it hurts him too. What's your feel on it?
Yeah, I don't think it hurts him at all. I think the check, because Alex Smith was captain check down, I think that hurts McKissick. I don't think it hurts Gibson one iota. If anything, I think it helps him.
Probably opens up the field a bit more, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because Fitzpatrick will throw it deep. So that's going to open up the middle of the field for Gibson. And, yeah, super excited. Top three running back, 2021. Feel it. Has he got a beard? I don't know if he's got a beard. I haven't paid that much attention.
Fitzpatrick.
Ah, Fitzpatrick. He definitely has a beard. And you should definitely fear it. Can't miss that, brother. I tried. I just can't get it there. What's your next take, my friend?
Let's stick with running backs. I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire has a massive year. I might steal your Gibson take and say he finishes top three overall and top three drafted for next year. So I think, you know, the reason why we all we're in love with him. He is a rookie, and I think he's had a full offense again. From what I can see, the Chiefs might lean on the running game a little bit more this year. Their line's a little bit better. They're still going to throw it for 10,000 yards, but I think that running game more into play. So, yeah, I like the talent. I like the opportunity. Playing in a great offense. He's going to get those high-value touches, high-point-scoring games. Yeah, I think I'll steal your stat line.
I love that take, my friend. And if you've read my Dynasty In and Outs article over at toysthetitles.com, you'll know that I have Clyde Edwards-Helaire projected to finish as a top six running back. I don't think top three running back is that much further, but it is a hot take. Absolutely love it. The Chiefs' offensive line is infinitely improved on last year. Orlando Brown's one of the top performing run blocking tackles in the NFL. All right. They also got Joe Thurney from the Patriots. So you should be super excited about Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I think everything we thought about him as a rookie, all the reasons we loved him as a rookie are still true right now. And the extra experience will only go to serve him well. So I think that's a great call. Super excited for it. Definitely a hot take based on ADP. My hat is off to you, sir. So before we go any further, let me just let you know that over at Toilet Titles, we have a Patreon. Tier 1 is $3 per month, and that will get you into the 10-tier group chat. Tier 2 is $5 per month. You'll get early access to our waiver wire episode, entry into our Frankenstein Listener League, and in the TTT group chat. Now, Tier 3 is $10 per month. That will get you one-on-one roster analysis with any member of the Toys Titles crew that you want that analysis with. So Matt could be telling you what to do with your roster, which would make you a lock to win your league.
A lock for the 101.
Come on, Hatton. Give yourself some credit. You, sir, are a magnificent fantasy football and player. Now, it will also get you into the Tier 2 group chat, but the entry into Frankenstank is a free entry into Frankenstank. And, of course, you'll get all the other stuff that we talked about. And while I've got you here right now, just make sure that you know that you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean, Facebook, Toilet Titles When a Family Breaks Facebook page, and everybody's favorite platform, Spotify. Now, let me go on to my hot take number 3. Maybe this people won't think this is too much of a hot take based on where he finished last year, but I've got TJ Hockenson breaks into that one tier of tight ends. So overall last year, he was the tight end 5 in PPR. So only a couple of spots off that, but the difference between being in tier 1 versus tier 2 is an absolute Grand Canyon. And I believe that with Jared Goff leading that offense and the lack of wide receivers on that team, that TJ Hockenson is an absolute lock to finish in that top tier of tight ends, right there with Kelce, Kittle, and Waller. Really, if I look at it, Kittle, based off last season, which was the most productive season of a tight end ever, is probably in his own tier, like a 1A tier. And the other two were really in a 1B tier. But Kelce will drop back to the pack. The other guys will be there as well. And Hockenson will be right there in that tier. If you look at what Jared Goff did last year, his top two tight ends on the Rams, Higbee and Everett, combined for 85 catches for 938 yards. Now, Hockenson is way more talented than either of those guys. And those guys combined for 122 targets. I expect Hockenson to exceed well beyond that 122 targets. I'm expecting something in the area of 90 catches for over 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns, which would firmly put him as in that top tight end tier. And that's without taking into account an expected increase in efficiency, which, based off a tight end going from year 2 to year 3, for a tight end with the pedigree of Hockenson, I think will happen. So, lock and loaded, TJ Hockenson, tier 1 tight end, and based off his age, he could be I'm predicting Hockenson to be the tight end 1 going into 2022 Dynasty Drafts.
First one drafted.
Over Pitts, who's going over him right now. Doormat, what says you, sir?
I love everything, except for that. I think Pitts is one of my hot takes, so I think he might be the second drafter. But, if it wasn't for Kelce, if Kelce didn't exist, you'd probably say he's the... I saw it today watching the Chiefs game. They're playing the Vikings. I don't know how many starters they had out there, but it was just business as usual. Kelce would run around, getting open, like wide open. Mahomes is just slinging it. And then he'll stretch in the field and Kelce open again. So yeah, it's going to be hard for anyone, really, to get that same situation and get those high volume touches. If anyone could do it, it'd be Pitts. And if not Pitts, it'd be Hockenson. I love Hockenson too, probably not quite as much as you did. I think you bought him in our two tight end league for about 7 firsts, I think, something like that. But yeah, you're the original Stan. But yeah, I like that take. I think it is, like to break into that top tier of tight ends, you got some pretty talented guys there. And you know, Kittle's a beast, obviously. You know, Waller is Carr's favourite target. So for Hockenson to step into that tier, it is a big step up. But I think he does it. I'm a big fan too. Goff gets a lot of hate, and that's right. But he's got to throw the ball to someone, right? Someone's going to score points, and who else is...
It's a big jump from tier one to tier two to tier one. Probably bigger than tier five or four to tier two.
Yeah, they're all the same, right? Aren't they?
You know? They're really all, if you look at the points per game, they're all pretty close. But tier one is elite. Having one of those guys is a huge advantage for your dynasty team. And come the 2021 season, I think Hockenson is going to provide that advantage. So go get it now. Go pay the price. Doormat, my friend, what is your... I heard a rumor. You've got a tight end take. I want to hear it. A tight end hot take. Give it to me.
I got a tight end hot take. It's Pitts. I'm a big fan of Pitts. It's Devy pickups that I got. I've mentioned many times. And I mentioned the good ones and keep quiet on the other ones. So you probably hear it from me all the time. But yeah, who isn't a fan of Pitts? But look, I think he breaks rookie for a tight end, which, believe it or not, is held back in 1961. So this is how good Mike Dichter's rookie season was. He scored 12 touchdowns, 1,076 yards in 14 games where no one was throwing a ball. So that is ridiculous. But just, you know, the way the league's played these days, there's an extra game. Someone's got to break that record in offenses. I sort of think it's can be a bit of a misnomer sometimes that tight ends take a few years to break out, although you do see it time and time again. But look, I think he can be the exception to the rule. It's going to be a high-scoring offense. They're going to throw the ball a lot still. I still like Matt Ryan. I still like what they're doing. Probably not going to win too many games, but they're going to be chasing a lot of games. So I expect them to... Yeah, let's. He's the number one season for rookie tight end statistically.
That, my friend, is spicy. 1,000... What was Dick's line? 1,046? 1,047?
1,076. 12 touchdowns. 1,076, 12 touchdowns in 14 games.
So you're predicting Kyle Pitts to break that record. I mean, if he plays all 17 games, that stat line puts him close to the tight end one. Probably puts him as the tight end one unless Kelce has another historic season.
Well, Kelce's just going to be Kelce. You know, he's I think no one's touching him this year unless he gets injured. But I can't see it. But
You're saying that Pitts is going to finish as tight end two with a bullet. That is hot. That is spicy. That is sexy, my friend. That's what we're here for. Sex appeal.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. That's the only reason Sheps has us rock up every day and record this podcast. But that's massive. Look,
Kelce had 1,400 yards last year. So, you know, Pitts isn't going to get anywhere near that. But for a rookie, that's still amazing.
But 12 touchdowns over 14 games, if you're pro-ratering that over 17 games,
yeah,
you're saying he's going to finish with 14 or 15 touchdowns.
So Mike Dichter would have got like about 4,000 yards in today's game and 22 touchdowns. That's unbelievable.
Look, with the vacated Julio Jones targets, rookie records from Pitts is definitely something I could see.
It's just such a good mismatch, you know. And they still got Calvin Ridley there. They're going to throw it around. They can't just tear up on Pitts. And, yeah, I can see him be.
You heard it here first, Pert, guys. So Pitts, based off his ADP, is actually undervalued, according to our good friend at FF Doormat.
I think he's the first QB take, first tight end take in many. I think in one of our tight end premium, actually it wasn't tight end. There was no tight end premium, right? And he went 101. I'm not sure if he can be undervalued with that sort of capital, but I got him high.
Probably making myself look incompetent here, but I took him at 2.02 in a keeper league. Count the keep three, I took him at 2.02. So I believe, my friend. Maybe not to the extent you believe, but I believe.
We're going to find out.
My third hot take, this guy's one of my favourite players in the league, has been for a long time. My third hot take is that Matthew Stafford will finish as a top five tight end in the 2021 season and will go in firmly entrenched as a top 10 dynasty quarterback, which when you consider that he'll be going into next season age 34 years old, I reckon that take's pretty hot, brother. What do you reckon?
I love that take. I've got a couple of Stafford shares. He's the reason I didn't chuck into a dispersal just because he's finished. But the only thing in the back of my mind, I've got this little voice over here. You know, it's a new system, new players, new coach you've got to get used to. And then over here, this other little voice over here is, you know, his injuries. He's had a couple of shoulder injuries, broken his back, minor injuries. I don't expect it to hamper him, but it just sort of makes you wonder a little bit. So it's probably why. Say it, don't. It's probably why you can get him a little bit cheap than what you should. You know, if your contending team, I'd move him. I'd move in for him before he explodes. I like that take. I'm just a little bit wary because of those factors I mentioned, but I expect him to have a bit.
I mean, the arm strength of Stafford, the arm talent. This guy was Pat Mahomes before Pat Mahomes. This guy threw for 4,000 yards and 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns at 23 years old.
Whilst he
might have had Calvin Johnson then, he's a better quarterback now than he was then. And now he has Sean McVay.
And some wide receivers. You know, apart from Megatron, he's had no one really. So,
yeah, you know. Apart from Megatron, no one. Now he's got Woods, he's got Kupp, he's got Atwell, he's got Van Jefferson, he's got Higbee. I mean, yeah, it's just sexy. This is making me feel aroused.
And McVay, like you mentioned, I'm glad you got a baggy hoodie on there, mate. We might have to turn your camera off. But, yeah, I like that. I like that take. Well, I think he's got a massive year.
McVay's probably the biggest thing there, right? It's probably the biggest point. He's never had a coach like McVay. Never had someone who's as, you know, with that level of genius and game plan. So, look, I don't think the efficiency will be there like Rodgers, but I'm expecting a stat line similar to what Aaron Rodgers had last year. Around 4,500 yards. Sorry, look, 45 touchdowns. I think the Rams will rely on the passing game with the injuries and the injuries they've had to Akers.
I think he was the QB1 to Rodgers last
year. Rodgers, the QB1. No, he was the QB3.
Was he? Okay.
Come on, man. Get your shit together. This is fantasy football. What format? What we know. All right.
I thought he was the QB1, but same. QB1, QB3. You know.
Yeah, they're pretty close. I'll forgive you because I love you, brother.
Close enough. All right. Yeah, I like that. Just need some health.
That's all he needs, just the health. McVay, like his talent, Sean McVay, man, the ceiling is just so high. It's just ridiculous. People will see how good Matthew Stafford is. This guy's been criminally underrated for years playing with the Detroit Lions, and I'm super excited to see his production with them.
And I just wonder what that team would have done with him in the Super Bowl versus the Pats. You know, when they made the Super Bowl with Goff, I was pretty happy. The Saints. So I think that just shows you the improvement between Goff and Stafford that you'll see this year. Big year for the Rams.
Yeah, when you take into account, you know, the teams that have surrounded him with the Lions and what McVay was able to get out of Jared Goff, people should be excited. I like his price that you've been able to buy him for in Dynasty as a, you know, like right now he's going as a mid QB2. So go out, buy him at that price and reap the reward. And Hatton, let me have it. What's your next Dynasty hot take?
QBs, we're on QBs. We've got two more hot takes. They're both QBs. I think Winston finishes as a QB1. I think I've got a couple of shares and I've held him. Had some offers in the off-season. I always thought he'd take the job. I didn't think he'd get it this soon. Not that he wouldn't deserve it, but I just thought the Saints would be locked in to take Lock, start Taysom. But I think he's already been named as the starter. I think it's going to be a good offense. I think he is going to rein those interceptions in. I think part of that was just the system he was in, that the risk it for the biscuit, probably the worst type of quarterback who's already going to risk it to encourage that. Even with Brady, I think you saw some uncharacteristic, easy for me to say, interceptions that he probably wouldn't have thrown with the Pats just because of that system. So I think being under Sean Payton, being on a little bit more of a tight leash in some stages, some areas, a bit more ball respect maybe. And I just you know, I'm a big fan of his. I really like him. He's got the LASIK. Just there was a little clip going around last year of him training, dodging some bags and running around. And, you know, my sweat was pouring off him and whatnot, and people making fun of him. I think David Carr tweeted out something about him, and there was a bit of hate there for some reason. I don't know why people like his talent. I like him. I think he's been humble. I think he's stripes, and I think he has a big year. So, yeah, not the QB1, but a...
Spicy, man, spicy. This is a guy who we didn't know if he was starting a week ago. So for you to come out and say that now, whoo, love it, love it. I think it's a great take. I think it's a spicy but fair. He's, man, this is a guy who has all the potential in the world. And Jameis Winston, you know, just this style back, those interceptions, and the combination of Winston with Bruce Arians probably was not a great combination, considering, you know, Arians' love of the deep passing game and Winston's love of chucking it up. But here with the Saints, post-LASIK surgery, with a coach like Sean Payton who emphasizes precision, I'm excited. I love
in
it.
In a dome. In a dome too, right?
In a dome.
Could be deadly.
Absolutely deadly. And, man, he was someone I was trying to acquire. I was throwing out. Basically, I was throwing out, before anyone knew Winston was going to be a starting quarterback, I was throwing out Goff and Brady for Winston, right? I got one bite. I threw out a bunch of offers, one bite. So I think that signifies how high people were on Winston if you got the starting job. But this take is still fire, my friend.
It's fire for now.
Fire.
Let's see what it's like at the end.
I love it. As long as we're playing in a league that doesn't penalize you too much for those interceptions, right?
Yeah, 6 points per touchdown. No points per.
Nah, look, I think we'll see a big year for Winston if he... Yeah, I love that take, sir. I think it's brave of you to make that take, given the situation. But it's one I really respect. So my last dynasty hot take of the 2021 season is that Jerry Jeudy will finish as a top 10 wide receiver in PPR leagues. So 1 point per reception. I mean, when it comes to those young wide receivers, we've been ridiculously spoiled. And usually a wide receiver that finished with Jeudy's stat line, 53 catches for 856 yards, 3 touchdowns, would be hyped as fork going into year 2. Now, unfortunately, he had 12 drops and only a 46% catch rate, which I think has dulled some of the normal hype a receiver that would have his type of catches and yards would have. But we've got to remember, five of the drops that Jeudy had came in one game, week 16 against the Chargers. He also led the league in 26 uncatchable targets. 26! That's enormous. Then, let's remember, Terry Bridgewater has just been named the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. Check down Teddy. Jerry Jeudy, with his precise route running, is going to be Teddy Bridgewater's best friend. Best friend. So he's going to be targeted a lot. I'm seeing 100 catches. 100 catches. 1,200 yards. Maybe I'm being conservative. But firmly finishing as a top 10 wide receiver. What do you say, sir? Am I out of my mind, or am I in my mind? Or is it an inception?
bit of inception going on, I think. So considering Courtland Sutton's the wide receiver one, you've got two Broncos wide receivers in the top 10. Is that what you're telling me?
No. I love Courtland Sutton coming out. Big Courtland Sutton fan. But I don't think his contested catch game is going to jive with Teddy Bridgewater, the way that Jerry Jeudy's...
Yeah, look, I like Jerry Jeudy. I bought him in the offseason for Chris Carson. There was a contender, needed a running back. So I got knocked out in the playoffs and I sold him for Carson, and I'm pretty happy with that move. I think he improves this year. I think he has a big year. I think everything you said is correct. I think Teddy Bridgewater is good for him. I think Drew Lock was having a good camp too. So even if they went to Drew Lock mid-season or whatever, I think he'd still be having a good year. Top 10, you know, that is... So hat off to you. That's a big call. You know, he'll be a wide receiver two for sure. That top 10, there's some pretty big names, high volume guys, I think. But and there's some targets. There's some mouths to feed in that offense too. But, you know, everything breaks well for him. He could do it.
Oh, look, I think he's going to get the targets. It's that simple. And you're going to get a top 10 wide receiver this year. And then next year, when Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of the Denver Broncos, that roof is sky high. Sky high for Jerry Jeudy. This guy has all the talent in the world. He's been a top prospect every step of the way and produced in his NFL season. And if it wasn't for the type of rookie seasons we've seen over the last few years, the hype for Jerry Jeudy would be going through the roof. But we've been spoiled, my friend. We've been spoiled. And because of that, Jerry Jeudy's flying under the radar. So go buy him. Go get him right now. Wide receiver 23 and sleepers ADP for Dynasty. That's ridiculous.
You've got to make that move now. That's as cheap as you're going to get him for a long. Make that move. Jump in there where you can get him. But yeah, top 10, I don't know, but he'll be close.
That was all my takes. Did you have any more, sir, or were we wrapping it up here?
Well, last takes, a quick one, not too much analysis, but just I love the player. Don't understand the hate, but I think Hurts, Jalen Hurts finishes QB. I think his ceiling could be a QB1, the QB1. Just that Konami code. I think he's got everything going for him. His inaccuracy issues, that's all lies. Lies, I tell you. He's an accurate quarterback. That line's healthy. Please be healthy. He's got another wide receiver. You know, I just love what he's done, moving from Alabama and competing again, and now, you know, finding his way into that job. I think he holds it. I think he stays there all year. Philly have a, you know, decent year, not a big year, but a decent year, and I think he's a top.
Wow, that's a big take, man. This is a guy who was going as QB13 last time I checked the Dynasty, the sleeper ADP for Superflex Dynasty. To say that he's going to be top six, you're a brave man, especially for a player that can't really throw the ball.
Lies. All lies. Like, if he keeps that job all year, right, and he's probably going to run for, you know, how many, on the 1,000 yards, but in serious, like, he's going to be, pretty close to being a QB1. So I just think with that, you know, that extra wide receiver and hopefully healthy line, he pushes into the top half, if he holds that job. I think he does hold that job.
So you think come the end of the 2021 season that Hurts is the Eagles' undisputed quarterback? They're not thinking about acquiring anybody else. They love Hurts. They're happy with Hurts.
Well, who knows what that organization is going to do? He's definitely going to be the starter next year. That's my take. But they're probably going to draft one in the first round anyway, just like they did with Hurts, you know.
They're going to draft a first-round quarterback, even if they've got a 24-year-old quarterback who is traveling like guns.
They did it with Wentz, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who knows that organization? But, yeah, look, I think not making any predictions of what they're going to do, but I think if everyone's healthy, they just build around him.
All right. I mean, that's a spicy as fork take. And I love it, my friend. Love it a lot. Much respect to you. I'm not a Hurts guy, but I can definitely see him being up there for redraft. Not sure I have the faith in Dynasty, but understand where you're coming from and respect it. Cheers. Look, guys, that was our Dynasty hot takes. Not going to sit here and BS you anymore and give you the rub and tug. We're done and dusted. We're over. We'll be back really shortly talking about the shift from off-season dynasty strategy to in-season dynasty strategy. Super excited to talk about that. But hot takes are done. And, thank you, Mother, for the rabbits. Hatton, my friend, did you have anything else that you wanted to comment on before we left the viewers today?
Mate, not really, just counting down. Less than 2 weeks, as you mentioned. This time, in 2 weeks, we'll have the Cowboys-Tampa game wrapped up, and can't wait.
Less than 2 weeks, so I'm crushing you in real-life fantasy leagues. All right. Super excited. Let's go.
He's dreaming.
Dreaming? And I only speak facts. But anyway, it's time to go. We're out of here. If you're in the US, have a good morning. If you're in Australia, have a good night. If you're anywhere else, I don't care. Ciao. Oh!